An effort to address the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. rule was blocked last week by Senate Democrats, who forced it to fall just 4 votes short of the needed 60. North Dakota Republican John Hoeven introduced the amendment. It is far from the first effort by Republicans in Washington to try and block the provision, including some efforts in the court system. However, Senate Democrats continue to back the rule. Speaking on the Senate floor last week, Barbara Boxer, a California Democrat and the ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said there is a link between WOTUS, also known as the Clean Water Rule, and the lead controversy in Flint, Michigan.
Why on earth will we be going against the Clean Water Rule at a time when we're fighting against this kind of problem? This is what the pipes look like in Flint. The corrosion, the obvious problems with lead, this was all getting right into the drinking water.
Hoeven says the rule is an overstep by the EPA.
They're saying, well, we can regulate navigable bodies of water, so, you know, we'll decide just ourselves, without statutory authority provided by this Congress or any other authority. They've just decided that because other waters run into navigable bodies, they can regulate all water. And they've issued a regulation to do that.
Hoeven says talking with farmers would help lawmakers better understand the problems with the rule.
Those farmers could tell you that just because there's water in a ditch or a field one week doesn't mean that there will be water there next week. And it certainly doesn't make the water worthy of being treated the same as a river or a lake or a navigable body of water.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.